Amen. Praise God. You look anointed. Praise God. God is doing something today, and I want you to be aware of what God's doing. Praise God. You can be seated if you like. You know, we've been doing this for several months, where we're bringing in a group of people, and I believe that the Haftorah is very important, because the Haftorah explains the Torah in many cases. It explains the spiritual aspects of some of the legalism that we see in the Torah. But what God is doing is lifting up a next generation. Do you realize that? God is lifting up a generation that's going to be the army that Joel talked about. And it's going to be the warfare that's going to bring in the glory of God. It's going to see Babylon fall in one day. And I'm excited. I hope I'm alive during that time when our government and every Babylonian government, which happens to be every government in the United States, is going to fall in one day. One day, the glory of God is going to take over the world. Praise God. And we've got people that preach the Haftorah every week. And I'd like them to stand, and I'd like to say, Kathy Craig, would you stand back here? And we're going to give you a hand. And Trey Lopez, where are you, Trey? Oh, stand up, Trey. And Tony Nelson, praise God. And Karen Taylor, stand up. And Ken Herrera. Ken was over here somewhere. There you are, Ken. Praise God. And we have a young girl named Kyla who is with us today. And Kyla's becoming part of this generation. Stand up, Kyla. And don't act so bashful. Praise God. And praise God. And Miss Carrie Baker is part of this group. Amen. Amen. And Jeremy Goodlin, where's he at? Oh, praise God. And we have this sweet little girl that God gets up and preaches dynamic, powerful sermons. Her name is Anna Gill. Praise God. and she has a support system named Nate Gill. So praise God. And Jerry Wood, who's back in the back. And we have just added to this group a young woman named Sarah Kelty. Is Sarah here? Oh, there she is back there. Praise God. Let's give him a hand. Praise God. Let's give him a big hand. And I want to thank you guys. Thank you very much. What I'm seeing when I talk, you guys can sit down. What I'm seeing is, as you put together a sermon, as you learn to teach, I haven't seen anybody get up here and teach and come back feeling discouraged. They all feel encouraged. They're learning how to witness. They're learning how to put together the Word. And the glory of God is going to be revealed by the Word of God as these people are now being filled with the Word. So thank you very much, all of you. So praise God. Anyway, so let's see. I have a little bit put together. In this particular portion, this particular one, I started teased everybody Tuesday morning when we have this class. We have a class Tuesday morning and two of them on Thursday night. And I encourage you to get involved and just get involved. Get excited. But this particular one, in Isaiah 11:11, God says, the Word of God is going to restore God's people from all the lands and names, and he says, even the islands. And this Torah portion was written for the islands. And when you say it, you've got to go like this. Beholah, beholah. Anyway, that's enough humor for the day. So praise God. In this particular Torah portion, Kathy brought in the silver trumpets. Can anybody play a silver trumpet? Could you come up here, Jerry? Because the silver trumpets were used for warfare. They were used to gather people. They were used to bring in the congregation, but they're used for war. Would you blow one of these? And Leanne, would you blow the other?
These are not easy to blow.
But... well, they're just trumpets, so pucker your lips. Pucker, pucker. One, two, three, pucker. Now, tell me, are you ready for war? Thank you. Thank you. That's good. Thank you very much. I didn't expect that, but it's great. So praise God. What God is doing is preparing a next generation. And I believe this generation is being ushered in by the people who teach the Haftarah. So I want to praise God for these people that do the Haftarah. If anybody's interested, you have to qualify. And the only way to qualify is you come to me and you say, praise God, hallelujah, I'm on fire, I want to teach the Haftarah. And if you can't say that, you don't belong in this group of special people. In this Torah also, we talk about it starts out when you kindle. And that's what Beha Alota means, when you kindle. And so when you kindle a fire, when you get the fire going in you and someone else, when you begin to see the fire, Jeremiah says, isn't my word like a fire? And we've got to see the word as a living fire of God, the word of God. And every time I see the word in the Old Testament, which happens to be the word Davarim, which is what has been translated as Deuteronomy, the word is a fire. And I really expect when we read the word of God, we begin to see a fire in us, a fire in the body of Christ, a fire in the last day bride, because that bride is going to bring in the government of God. And the government of God is what Jesus prayed. Thy Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom, thy government come. And praise God, the government of God is being established on this earth because people are establishing the government of God in themselves. When I get out of bed, I say, Lord God, let the government of God rule and reign in me today. The word teshuva, which comes from the Hebrew concept of repentance. It's a concept of salvation. You're walking along and I'm walking in sin. I'm walking in realms of death. I've got curses on me, generational curses. And all of us have that. I was talking to somebody this morning about this. So I'm taking the right to have a rabbi trail, Tony. So when we see the word teshuva, we're all walking along and God says, I want you for me. Your heart is in me. My heart is in you. The Spirit of God is in me, and I want you to teshuvah. So as a Christian, I go, oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me for being bad or cussing or whatever my sin was. And I keep walking. And in the Hebrew mindset, God says, stop. Teshuvah. And I go, I'm not sure I want to. But teshuvah means to return unto God and be delivered. Everything I'm walking in is a realm of death, a curse, and I'm being delivered as I return to the Word of God, as I return to the Torah and the Spirit of life. The Torah has been designed to give us life. The Hebrew word has been translated as the law. And everybody says, oh, I'm free from the law. Well, you're not free from the law. Every one of you are under the law. That Black's Book of Laws was translated from the Hebrew Torah into the American Establishment of Laws. If you weren't under the law, then guess what? You'd be dead by the time you get out to the freeway because there's 25 jerks going 100 miles an hour. They're under the law. We don't kill. We don't murder. We don't pillage. We don't, however that pirate song goes. I forgot how it goes. But the law has been established for our good. But it's not the law that we're under. We're under the teaching and instruction of the God who gave us love. A loving God who gave us these words. And that's why it's so amazing when I see somebody get excited about the Sabbath. When it gets on their heart. We haven't prayed. We haven't tested the Sabbath. We haven't. Well, some of you have. But when God begins to put on your heart to test all things, He means all things. Test what the preacher says. Test what I believe. Test my doctrine. Test my salvation. The matter of fact, the Bible doesn't talk about our salvation. It talks about our return. We sang that song this morning. Wasn't God involved in your heart when you were in your mother's womb? And so you pop out of the womb, and guess what? You're now a sinner. And you've come short of the glory of God. But what about the anointing that God put on your life while you're in the womb? Before your mother even had you as a gleam in her eye, you were His. And so now we're born and we walk in sin, and all salvation is the restoration, the year of Jubilee, in my heart and restoring me to God. We are a nation who needs to realize we are God's. We are a nation who are a kingdom of priests, a holy kingdom, separate unto God. And we've been called to walk in God's anointing. I've been restored. Say that with me real loud. I've been restored. I've been redeemed. I've been jubilized. Because the year of Jubilee is the restoration of our walk with God. You know, we get caught up, it's the restoration of our land and all this stuff. The spiritual anointing of God is so powerful that God is restoring His people today. All over the world, people are getting excited about the Word of God. And so this week's portion is about the menorah. And we see that in the Haftorah, Zechariah, this is in Zechariah, has this vision of the menorah. And the menorah that Moses built, that God built, was we used to have a menorah up here. We use this one. We have seven candlesticks. And Zechariah saw an anointing of two olive trees on both sides of the candlestick. And I've got it, I'm paraphrasing this somewhere. I'm not worried about my sermon here. I've got some history. I've got all sorts of stuff. I'm trying to get to that slide. Well, all right. There's a slide that shows the menorah. I'm going backwards. Well, put me in the right section. Okay. Zechariah was living in Babylon. He's probably born in Babylon. Babylon is where Judah went when they were captive. And they were put into there by Nebuchadnezzar. And then Cyrus came along and gave tolerance to religions. And he set up a kingdom of all the lands. So we go from North Africa, where Egypt is, parts of Egypt, all the way through Israel, all the way over to Syria and Iran, Iraq, and up through Turkey and over to Portugal. All of that was the Persian Empire. And each empire was given a name. And so by the time that Darius took over from Cyrus, he allowed the Israelites to go back to Israel and set up their kingdom and set up their government. They even helped finance some of the building that we see. And God anointed Zerubbabel to go back and build the temple. And Zerubbabel was the grandson of somebody. but he was high up in the government of Israel. And then Zechariah was grandson of the high priest Edu. But anyway, they were sent back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. And Zechariah had these visions. And he had a vision of a menorah that was feeding the olive tree oil. Now, when we think of the Torah, we think of the menorah. We put oil in the menorah, and we light the seven candles. But Zechariah had a vision that the menorah from God poured out oil, and he called it into the two olive trees. He called them the sons of the olive oil. And I believe the sons of the olive oil is what God has for us today. And we're going to see a great anointing of oil. Oil represents God's Spirit, God's anointing. And people are going to walk in that anointing, not just, you know, Hail Mary full of grace, or not just praise God, but we're going to see both those that are walking in the Word of God, keeping the commandments of God, testing all things, are going to be able to see the glory of God because of the oil that God is going to pour out in the last days, the anointing of God to the sons of the olive oil. And the sons of the olive oil are not going to be Baptists or Methodists. They're going to be just fire. They're going to be on fire for God, but they're going to keep the word of God like Jesus taught, that I didn't come to destroy it, and those that teach it are going to be the greatest in the kingdom. He's talking about the last day ministry in which the bride is going to do greater works than Messiah, and we're going to see governments fall. We're going to see the anointing of God. We're going to see the power of God rise up across the land, across the world, because there are going to be people who are no longer limited by their imagination. They're going to be limited by one thing, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And they're going to prophesy and begin to see things that are unheard of in a normal Christian mindset. But I believe God is going to just be on fire for God. I believe God is going to do some mighty works. So anyway, these are the two sons of olive oil, the ones who stand with the Lord of all the earth. The sons of olive oil is a Hebrew idiom of the anointed. Look at somebody and say, is that you? Is that you? Get involved in this sermon. And Zechariah says something, and this is one thing he prays for. You shall build the temple of God. You shall rebuild the temple. They were called to build the temple, and they built the temple before the rebuilding of Solomon's temple. And he said, it's not by power, not by troops, not by might, not by warfare, not by physical force or power, which is the word kara, but rather by my divine insight, my spiritual glory, my spirit, my ruach, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of armies. Zevaot, the Lord of hosts, means the power of God's anointed. And earlier I explained that armies is not a small, not a couple of men out there. God's army would fill this room 100 times full. God's army is God's spiritual people all around the world. And at the same time, quantum entanglement is going to rise up in Africa, in India, in Mexico, in South America. We're going to see, even in South Africa, we're going to see God's people rise up all at the same time and pray for the glory of God and the power of God and the government of God to overturn South Africa, overturn. We could go to jail for what I'm going to say, but I believe God's power is going to overturn America's government. I believe that it's not just the liberals who are messing things up. I believe our politics need to be bowed before the Spirit of God. When we have a president that gets up there and says, I want to give honor where honor is due, and our honor is due to God of our fathers, our honor is due to Yeshua HaMashiach, our honor is due to Yahweh Elohim, the God of the army, and our army is going to be backed by the Spirit of God, praise God. And I believe this is going to happen. And I just pray, I just ask God, I want to be around when Biden falls over dead. When Nancy Pelosi goes, oh my God, and she evaporates. I don't know. I'm not talking about people. Forgive me. I don't mean Joe Biden is going to go, oh, praise God, and fall over dead. Our government is run by people that are Antichrist. And the spirit of Antichrist is very strong in the world. It's so powerful in American Christianity. It is the most powerful thing in Judaism. It is the epitome of Islam. And those three religions are very Antichrist. But it's within those that we're going to see the power of God rise up. The power of God and the Spirit of God and the Teshuvah of God will be in Judaism like you've never seen men of Judaism before. We're going to see them cry out to the Spirit of Yahweh, cry out to what God is doing and recognize what God is doing around the world. Michelle sent me an article by this rabbi who's beginning to see the spirit of anointing around the world. And of course, he was bad-mouthed as being a heretic. But you know what? It's the same thing in our faith. And so Tap the person next to you and tell them you're anointed. Praise God, and God's going to do mighty works in you. And their generation is going to rise up and praise God. So I think, so this direction, I'm asking, can we use it today? The redemption, the restoration. The temple is not made by hands, but the priests that sacrifice animals are the churches. That teaches doctrinal division like salvation. We need to understand redemption, restoration, jubilee. So may we all be filled with the hayel of ability, and the kara of energy, and the ruach of inspiration to light our own menorah in a new way, in a new life on this earth. And so, we need to be anointed as the sons of the olive oil. So praise God. There we go. Thank you very much.